Bloomsday was created in 1977 by former Olympic marathoner Don Cardong. Tens of thousands of runners and walkers pack together downtown and then slowly separate over a 7.5-mile course. With the need to keep participants physically distanced, organizer John Neal and his team decided to bag the usual format this year and let runners and walkers create their own courses, whether they're in Spokane or Spain or somewhere else. They were to have a 3-day window this weekend to complete their runs and report back to race officials so they could collect their coveted finisher t-shirt. But with the air quality for this weekend still uncertain on the West Coast, Neal had to make one last adjustment. He's giving runners an extra week.
I just wanted to make sure that everyone had the cleanest air to breathe when they're outside exercising.
Now they have until Sunday the 27th to finish their runs and report their race results. Neal says nearly 25,000 people have signed up. That's a small number for a traditional Bloomsday, but Neal says he's thrilled that a virtual race could draw that kind of crowd.
The entries just kept pouring in, and so when we stopped, we had 24,700, and believe it or not, in just reopening our portal last night, to accommodate those that have contacted us about please let us in the span of approximately 12 hours, we've already added 125 entries.
And as they fill out their information after their runs, Neal is encouraging people to send pictures.
Just received one on Instagram from Sweden. One of our participants had finished their virtual Bloomsday and included a map of their course.
He says runners from 20 nations and all over the U.S. are participating in what will undoubtedly become one of the most memorable of all the Bloomsday races. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.